You will hear five short extracts in which people are talking about digital books. For questions 19 to 23, choose from the list A to H what each speaker says. Use the letters only once. There are three extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at part three. Speaker 1.
Digital or e-books are all I read these days. My parents have shelves of old-fashioned paper books, and I do love turning the pages and the whole look of the words on the page and the lovely pictures. It's not a matter of taste, however, but of convenience. I read a lot, especially when I'm travelling, which I often have to do for my job. I love knowing that as soon as I've finished one novel, there's another one there for me to start. It's something I always make sure of, and of course, it's much easier to do that with digital books. I can't imagine my life without them.
Speaker 2.
I grew up with paper books, and my parents don't like digital books very much. But what they don't understand is that there are so many things you can do with digital books that, of course, you couldn't do with paper books. I love following the links to relevant internet sites. For example, if I want to see more about something I'm reading about. Also, the way I can make notes if I want to, without feeling I'm somehow damaging the book. I could never do that in one of my parents. And I've never had any trouble getting hold of what I want to read in digital format.
Speaker 3.
I read digital books a lot, but the only reason is that I can enlarge the print easily. I find that very useful. But I don't take advantage of the other stuff you can do, like following links to photos and things. I just can't be bothered. I suppose I'm a bit old-fashioned. I don't think I'd read that much if it weren't for the convenience they offer. But now, I always seem to be absorbed in one book or another, whether I'm at home or on the train to work. So as far as I'm concerned, if paper books disappeared tomorrow, I wouldn't really mind.
Speaker 4.
I know everyone goes on about how incredibly practical digital books are, but I don't really see it like that, because I'm the kind of person who's always forgetting their phone charger when they go abroad, so all this digital stuff doesn't really work for me. I'm often in remote places with no connection to the internet, so if I were relying on downloading a new book as and when I felt like it, I simply couldn't. I'm not against them, though. In fact, if I had a different lifestyle, I might well get rid of all my paper books and just have digital books instead.
Speaker 5.
Everybody's reading digital books now, and I can see why, though I must say I don't read them much. Maybe it's because I don't travel around a lot, though the e-reader I was given by my brother is very useful when I do, and I do sit and read it at home sometimes. The thing is, I read a lot of old books that just aren't available as digital books, so the kind of things I buy tend to be old-fashioned paper books. Otherwise, I'd happily clear my bookcases and use the space for something else. Maybe one day, if all the books in the world are digitalized, I will.
Now you will hear part three again. Speaker 1.
Digital or e-books are all I read these days. My parents have shelves of old-fashioned paper books, and I do love turning the pages and the whole look of the words on the page and the lovely pictures. It's not a matter of taste, however, but of convenience. I read a lot, especially when I'm travelling, which I often have to do for my job. I love knowing that as soon as I've finished one novel, there's another one there for me to start. It's something I always make sure of. And of course, it's much easier to do that with digital books. I can't imagine my life without them.
Speaker 2.
I grew up with paper books, and my parents don't like digital books very much. But what they don't understand is that there are so many things you can do with digital books that, of course, you couldn't do with paper books. I love following the links to relevant internet sites. For example, if I want to see more about something I'm reading about. Also, the way I can make notes if I want to, without feeling I'm somehow damaging the book. I could never do that in one of my parents. And I've never had any trouble getting hold of what I want to read in digital format.
Speaker 3.
I read digital books a lot, but the only reason is that I can enlarge the print easily. I find that very useful, but I don't take advantage of the other stuff you can do, like following links to photos and things. I just can't be bothered. I suppose I'm a bit old-fashioned. I don't think I'd read that much if it weren't for the convenience they offer, but now I always seem to be absorbed in one book or another, whether I'm at home or on the train to work. So as far as I'm concerned, if paper books disappeared tomorrow, I wouldn't really mind.
Speaker 4.
I know everyone goes on about how incredibly practical digital books are, but I don't really see it like that, because I'm the kind of person who's always forgetting their phone charger when they go abroad, so all this digital stuff doesn't really work for me. I'm often in remote places with no connection to the internet. So if I were relying on downloading a new book as and when I felt like it, I simply couldn't. I'm not against them, though. In fact, if I had a different lifestyle, I might well get rid of all my paper books and just have digital books instead.
Speaker 5.
Everybody's reading digital books now, and I can see why, though I must say I don't read them much. Maybe it's because I don't travel around a lot, though the e-reader I was given by my brother is very useful when I do, and I do sit and read it at home sometimes. The thing is, I read a lot of old books that just aren't available as digital books, so the kind of things I buy tend to be old-fashioned paper books. Otherwise, I'd happily clear my bookcases and use the space for something else. Maybe one day, if all the books in the world are digitalized, I will.
That is the end of part 3.